You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Well, all right, on the third week of Easter, we still see Jesus trying to get his apostles organized, disciples in row, and get them going. But right now, they're still having problems with the empty tomb, and who wouldn't? I mean, goodness. You know, you go to the cemetery, the tomb is empty. It takes a while to get your brain wrapped around that. If that happened to us right now, it'd be horrible. If you go to any cemetery and see a grave open, and suddenly you hear words that this person is walking around, this person is appearing here and there, and it's just not a nice thing to think about. And we see the apostles and the disciples trying to figure it out. And they get together and tell their story, and Jesus appears every once in a while, and they're terrified and joyed, overjoyed at the same time, things that we would feel exactly as we would feel if it happened to us. And sure enough, we get the same thing again today. But however, all three readings now tell us something, and they use one word, and that word is witness. And this is important on this, the Sunday, third Sunday of Easter. Okay, because here we go again. Jesus appears to them, just appears. So they're startled and terrified, as we would be. Then he says, well, give me something to eat. Here, y'all touch me, you know, look around and see that it's really me. But then Jesus strangely goes on to his and tells his apostles, okay, now that you see that it is me, he doesn't really allow them to deal with their emotions. Jesus says, I want you now to get to work. And what does the one word that he used? Witness. I want you to be a witness. But the apostles are just looking at him and say, wow, you're really alive. And Jesus says, I want you to be a witness. Now, that's a hard thing to do. Being a witness is difficult because it requires a lot of work. There's been a few times where I've had to act as a witness. I hate being a witness. You know why I hate being a witness? It's because you got to answer questions. And then people want to know. If I had to do this to court, oh my goodness. Hated it. And you think, why did I ever say this? Why did I ever, you know, I said, I wish I'd never seen what I saw. Because now I have to deal with it, and people are asking me questions, and I don't want to be here, and yuck. So I don't like being a witness. And that's exactly what Jesus is calling us to be, a witness. And we are now to go forth and be a witness to God. And that ain't easy either. And here's an example. Being a Catholic priest, most people think that I can speak for the whole church. Well, I'm not the smartest priest. So I need to tell you all right that right now. You know, I'm kind of a dumb one. So, which means that I get all the questions. And all of us have had this. Being a Catholic or a Christian, people have asked us questions. And sometimes I don't even understand the question, much less give them an answer. Or they expect me to know everything there is to know about the Catholic Church, all the history, and they ask me some weird question that happened in 1630. And I says, I don't know. Sorry, I hate history anyway. I wasn't very good at it. I barely know what I did yesterday. And you expect me to answer for the church in 1630. In other words, I feel stupid sometimes. And that's a hard thing about being a witness. You feel stupid. I can't answer, and I can't answer in a lovely way. There's great professors who could speak on this. I say, go ask them. They can say it more better than me because I don't have all the answers all the time. It's tough being a witness. But Jesus says, I don't care how you feel. Let's go back to that room. Here the apostles, they're all scared because they see Jesus and they're kind of overjoyed, but they're scared and they said, we don't know what to do here. Jesus says, I don't care how you feel. I want you to go out and be my witness. Go tell the world the good news. And in our second reading, the way that we can be sure we know we can keep his commandments is, I know him, but if I do not keep his commandments, we are liars. Therefore, we are called to be God's witnesses, sometimes not so much by what we say, because we feel pretty inadequate sometimes about that, but by what we do. I may not be able to explain the church very well to all people, but I know how to act. And we all know how to act, and we all know how to act well. We know how to be a good impersonator, if you will, of Christ. How do we do that? By being kind, patient, humble, forgiving. We know what to do, and that's exactly what Jesus wants us to do. We are to be good witnesses of Christ by our actions. You don't have to be smart to be good. You can be dumb as a rock and still be a good person. It requires hardly any intelligence. And you know what? Maybe that's something that I can do, and maybe that's something all of us can do. We are witnesses to Christ by our actions. And when the world sees this, the world will know, look at that person. Even amidst all the ugliness, this person remains patient and kind, and this person is always forgiving. That is a good witness to Christ. So we go forth today. We may not be the best speakers about what the church is about and what Christ is about, but let us not worry. And even Jesus says, I don't care if you can't speak well. All I want you to do is, through your actions, be one of my disciples.